Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm so glad to have you with us today. Glad you could join me. I don't know how many shows we've done, but we're in our 20th year. In September, we'll start our 21st year. It's unbelievable. I'm so glad to have you with us. Lots to talk about, as always. If you have a loved one you care about that's getting older, a mom, a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, somebody you care about, then you've reached the right place. You have reached California's single best source on the issues of aging. There are a lot of people out there claiming to do what I do, folks, but I'm the original. I was here first. I have the most experience. I've been doing this a long time. Be careful of the ads you see in the newspaper for $399 document packages. Those aren't even done by anybody that knows what they're talking about. Be careful of the people who claim to be able to do this in all kinds of magical ways. There's no magic to it. It's just following the rules. So you've reached the place. If you care about a loved one, if somebody's starting to fail, if somebody's starting to become more frail, then you're in the right place at the right time, and glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, for 20 years right here on Assets and Aging. Couple things I have to get out of the way, otherwise somebody gets mad. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what what they're doing. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. What else? I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. Everything we do here, everything I talk about is my opinion only. Now, I've written a book, and so my opinions are all in there, but it's my opinion only, and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. My opinion's right a lot of the time, in fact, most of the time, but it's still just my opinion. So if I say be careful out there of doing this kind of work with people who claim to know what they're doing and they're not me, be careful. That's my opinion. Okay, what else? My website. Oh, thank you for those of you that have already joined the membership section of my website. These people, folks, already have access to my private, my videos, my blogs, my data, my updates, my special newsletters. Thank you for those of you that have already joined the membership part of Assets and Aging. If you want to know more about that, go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Assets. ANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. And you can check out the membership sites, two different memberships, basic and super duper. And you can go there and get information on the membership and what you get and what you're entitled to. The videos alone, folks, are worth the price of admission. I mean, my videos on all these subjects are an instant source of information on almost any subject. And I work on new ones all the time that only go to members. The videos alone are worth the price of admission, where you can go instantly and check out and get information on a particular subject related to the issues of aging. You can sign up for my newsletter. With a membership, you get access to a special newsletter. You get access to me and ask questions, be able to ask questions. There'll be special events only In fact, we're working on later this year a special video conference / telephone conference where people can call in just who are members and talk and ask questions and get information. And we think that's a pretty cool idea. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up today for one of the memberships. It'll be worth the money. We've priced them at conservatively. We're not asking for thousands of dollars to belong. So go to the membership section of the website, sign up today. Also, you can sign up for my upcoming workshop on the 1st of June. On June the 1st, as my mother used to say, June the 1st, I'll be doing a workshop. 12 people, as always, limited. Welcome to come. It's free. If you haven't been to one of my workshops before, you've never been to a workshop. I don't care whose workshop you go to. There is nothing anywhere close to as good as mine. So make sure you sign up for the workshop on the 1st. If you don't have a computer, you can sign up for my workshops by calling my phone number, which is 800-999-8007. Okay, anything else I need to get out of the way here before we get into the meat of our discussion? The meat of our discussion is, and I want to say this in as nice a way as possible. I actually want to yell it and scream it, but I'm not going to do that. It's, when are you going to admit that there's a problem in your family? I have people in my office almost every day of every week, and they're 2 or 3 or 4 years into mom's dementia. I told you last week, I still can't believe this. I have, and there's a family involved. There's a children involved. And dad's an alcoholic and mom's at home with dementia. And when he goes out drinking with his buddies, he simply leaves mom at home with the doors locked. And the children refuse to pay any attention to that. And I'm going, are you kidding me? That's your solution? I had somebody else in my office this week. Mom clearly has dementia. Dad admits to me that he's having memory problems, and they don't know what they want to do. They don't know what to do. They've got children. I said, we need to get the children involved. Well, you know, we don't like to burden our children with this because, you know, it's, give me a break. Enough of that already. So when in your family, and 90% of the people I'm talking to right now, you can identify who in your family is beginning to lose it. You know you can. You know you can. I can look around at some of my friends and I can tell you who's beginning to lose it. You know who it is. So when does somebody in the family step up to the plate, and there's the hard part, and be willing to take the responsibility for dealing with that? I had somebody call me this week. Dad's in a nursing home. Mom's at home. The nursing home, of course, wants to send dad home. We're not going to let that happen because dad can't do any activities. He can't walk to start with. And the nursing home wants to send him home to mom, who also needs care at home. She has paid caregivers. And the nursing home wants to send dad home. We're not going to let that happen, but they're going to try because that's what they do best. It used to be most nursing homes really wanted to take care of patients. Now all they want to do is rehab and dump them. I talk to other people who are really good at what they do around the state who do this, a couple elder law attorneys, and they're both running up against the same thing. All of a sudden in the last year or two, because of changes in Medicare law, the real money is in rehab. And they ignore the rules of rehab. They ignore what the law says. It's paying them $1,200, $1,000 a day. And then they want to dump dad or mom out of the nursing home and send them home. They don't care what the situation is home. It's a scandal, but they don't care. And with very few exceptions, it's every nursing home we run into now. And they're all over. It doesn't matter what city you're in. It doesn't matter anymore, especially the nursing homes that are part of large chains. In the industry, folks, it's known as heads in beds. And the only thing that the corporate cares about is how many beds are there and do we have a head in that bed? And how much money are we making on it? They don't look at patients as patients. They look at them as heads in beds. And that's how it's done now. More and more and more. The same thing happens in the assisted living business. That's why I try to refer people to the places I think are the best nursing homes, the best assisted living, the best independent living. What's the best? And I don't get paid any finder's fee or commission from those places. You know, one of the things you have to be aware of with placement agents is when a placement agent says, well, I really think you should go to Shady Acres. I think that's the best place in town. You don't know whether Shady Acres is the best place in town. Why? Because they're getting paid a commission from Shady Acres for sending you there. Up to 2 months of whatever the monthly cost is for that room. When I tell you someplace like Aegis of Carmichael is, I think, the best assisted living in town, I don't get anything. When I tell you that College Oak is far and away the best nursing home in town, I don't get anything. When I recommend boarding cares, when I recommend independent living facilities, it's because I've been there, I've had patients, clients there, and I know they're the best. Most people trying to refer you to a home health care or to assisted living, the referral agents are making money on the deal. Nothing wrong with making money. God bless America. I make money. But you need to know that you're getting the best that there is. So who in your family are we talking about? And what are you doing about it? Well, I mean, are you one of the stories? The stories I talk about, I change the names and the circumstance, folks, and the places. But they're all they're true stories. They're not made up. They're actually happening to people. People just like you, just like me, just like your neighbors. In fact, how many of you know a neighbor that's struggling through this? And what are you doing to help? How are you doing that? I once had a neighbor whose spouse had dementia. And they would let the spouse with dementia drive. And then the other spouse would just follow them to wherever they were going to make sure that they got home okay. That was their idea of a good plan. Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think, well, mom wants to stay home? I had somebody call me yesterday, literally yesterday. And I'm talking, well, mom wants to stay home. Well, can mom take care of herself? Well, no. So mom can't, no, we have care. But mom wants to stay at home. Does mom have dementia? Oh, a little bit. She's pretty clear-headed, but a little bit. Why is mom making the choice? Why are you allowing a disabled person who can't take care of themselves to make the choice? Which one of you children is going to step up and become the responsible adult and say, mom, we love you, but this isn't a good place for you. You're here alone because you don't have 24-hour day caregiving because you're almost out of money now. You can't afford 24-hour day caregiving. And so pretty soon, there's not going to be any money. And then what are we going to do? Now we don't have any choices. We've limited our options because we don't have any money. So what are they going to do? What are you going to do? Who in your family is really being left to their own devices when that's probably not a really good idea? Come on, who is it? Put their name on a piece of paper. You know, one of the things I do when people come to my workshops, and if you come to my workshop on the first, let me see if I have a thing here. I can give you the exact questions. I don't have a handout here. But one of the things I do is I make everybody on the back page of the handout is a questionnaire. It's five questions. And the first question is, why are you here? Who are you concerned about? Is it you? Is it somebody else? Is it your mom? Is it your dad? Is it your spouse? Or is it you? You're just getting older? Why are you here? And then the second question is, okay, what? Give me three things that you've done to help solve that issue, the reason that you're here, to make it better. Give me three things that you've done to make it better. Those are usually left blank. And the third question is, how are those things working out? The things that you've tried or haven't tried, how's that working out, or are things just getting worse? You can ask these questions of yourself as we're going through this. Then the fourth question is, when will you die? And everybody laughs and says, well, I don't know when I'm going to die. Okay, are you going to die at home? Are you going to die alone? Are you going to die in a building? 80% of all people don't die at home. They die in a building. Where are you going to die? Who's going to be there? Are you going to die alone? Are you going to lay in the house for 3 days before anybody finds you? Do you have some way for somebody to check up on you on a regular basis to make sure you're okay? If you're frail or if your mom's frail and living home alone? You know, those are the questions that need to get asked. And then the fifth question is, what happens? Who's going to take care of you? What happens when you need, when are you going to need care? Well, I don't know when I'm going to need care, Bob. Well, when you do, what's your plan? When mom needs care, what's your plan? What are you going to do? Well, we're just hoping it gets better. It never gets better. It never, you know, death is the number one killer in the world. Think about that for a minute. It never gets better. We're going to die. And there's a very good chance that before we die, we're going to become very frail and not able to take care of ourselves. Average life expectancy is going up. For the first time in history, they think life expectancy could reach 100. Financial planning firms are now telling people that you need to plan on living to be 90. Because of better, you know, not doesn't say what kind of health you're going to be in, just that you should live to be 90. I know someone in a nursing home who's 103 years old and has been in the nursing home for 5 years. And before that, they were in assisted living for 10 years. And that person could go another couple years in the nursing home. So when you think about those five questions, again, these are the five questions I ask people when they come to my workshop. Why are you here? Then the second question, are you here for yourself or somebody else? Okay. Second question is, what three things have you done to try to make number one better? And then question number three is, and how are those things working out? And then question four is, when are you going to die? Are you going to die alone? Are you going to die slowly? Are you going to drop dead? Are you going to die? Where are you going? When are you going to die and how? And then the fifth question is, what happens when you need care? Or when will you need care? Today? A year from now? When you need care, will you need it for 5 years before you die? 4 years before you die? I've said this a million times, but the average life expectancy between onset of Alzheimer's, not diagnosis, but onset of Alzheimer's and death is around 8 years. 8 years of not knowing who you are. 8 years of being totally dependent on someone else. 8 years. And Alzheimer's is not the only form of dementia. And many people in nursing homes are not there for dementia. They're there for physical reasons. They can't walk anymore. They can't take care of themselves. They can't take a bath by themselves. They can't deal with their own personal hygiene issues. So how are you going to deal with the five questions that I just asked? What's your plan? How's it all going to work out? I don't have an answer for you. You have to figure out the answer. I know where the answers are. They're in my office or at my workshops. I'm glad you're listening to the radio show, but the purpose of the radio show is to drive you to some kind of action to begin to deal with this. And there's two really easy ways to deal with this. One is get to one of my workshops. My next one is on June the 1st. It's at 10:30 in the morning. It's limited to 12 people. If you're a couple, both people must come unless one person's disabled. I encourage you to bring a child with you. It's free form. It's full of information. It lasts about an hour. And you have a chance to make a difference in your life. And the other way is if you have a more pressing need, then give me a call. Get in to see me. My consultations are generally free. But get in to see me. Bring the family. Bring stuff. Let's talk about where you are. Let's talk about what happens when it all goes south when you're asking yourself those same five questions. Who in your world, in your life, can you apply those five questions to? Who in your world and in your life is, quite frankly, worrisome? You're worried about them. Well, Bob, they're not ready for the home today. I know, but you're worried about them, aren't you? Yes. Then what are you going to do? Or are you just going to stay worried? Are you just going to pretend, as I've said a million times, that there's no snake in the room and that that snake won't bite you? Or you can go blithely along until it really gets bad. Half the people I see are already in a state of panic when I see them. They're not. There's been no pre-planning done. And I ask them, how long has Dad been getting worse? Oh, for 3 years. What did you think was going to happen? Well, we didn't know. We hoped it was going to get better or wouldn't get too bad or Mom would be able to take care of him or whatever. Those are all not good answers. The answer is, Bob, we're going to take positive steps. We're going to come see you. We're going to get to the workshop. And we're going to begin to make sure that that person who we know and love and care about more than anything is protected and as independent as possible when they need help. Remember, the goal isn't to stay at home. The goal is to stay independent. And you can be completely not independent at home and completely independent in assisted living. I talk about that at the workshop in great detail. So 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. Assets, ASSETS, and aging, AGING, assetsandaging.com. And you can go there and you can sign up for my workshop. You can become a member, sign up for a membership. The membership is wonderful, folks. Again, the videos alone in the membership are worth the cost of admission. I personally did them. They're directed at you. They're directed to specific topics. And you should take advantage of the membership today to get access, if for nothing else, to those videos and my articles. Take the steps today, make the phone call, get in to see me, get to the workshop, and begin to deal with the issue of aging for that person in your family that you're concerned about. You've identified who they are. Stop waiting and stop pretending it's going to get better. Make a decision, and make the decision today to actually do something. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, ANDAGING. Sign up for my newsletter, sign up for the workshop, but make a difference in your life and the life of someone you love. My workshops are life-changing. It makes people come to grips with what they're facing in their life, and more importantly, what the solutions are to making their lives better. They're direct, they're informative, and I think you'll love them. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoy your family. And I really look forward to seeing you in my office or at one of my upcoming workshops or right here again on the radio or my podcast on Wednesday, right here at Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.